Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Harr. We're at Coverings, second day of the show, and I'm with Bruce Wicker, an industry consultant. How you doing, Bruce?
Terrific, Kemp. I'm so glad to be here. It's a great show.
It is. You know, it's the second day, and Atlanta's shining. The hotels that are surrounding the Olympic Park make this a really neat venue for a trade show, doesn't it?
The only argument that people would have is it's a lot of walking. Other than that, it's been terrific. And I mean, the attendance has just been amazing. My guess is that the number of floor covering attendees is greater than surfaces. So clearly this must be the biggest show in flooring in North America. What a great show.
It is. Jen's doing a good job. Jen Hoff with Taffy has been associated with this show, I think, for 16, 17 years. She knows the players. And plus, this show is owned by trade associations that have a vested interest in the success of the product. So I think that's why it's free to get here. It's free to do the education. And that's, I think, one of the big factors.
The tile industry is very interesting in terms of all the associations. When I first became aware of all this, I said, why do you need so many? But they work together hand in glove. They have different constituencies, but they're connected. And I think they work together really well. Their Total Solutions is another great conference that they run in the fall.
Perfect example is Delconca, recently tooled in Tennessee, and they're making products for Crossville, you know, the division of AHF, and that's what they're showing on the show floor. You know, it just shows teamwork.
Absolutely, and I should probably comment, I love surfaces, so yep. I don't want to say anything bad about them. I'm just making the comparison of this industry compared to the total flooring industry.
Let's talk about demand. I know when you go around and talk to the people at this show, you're a business guy and you ask questions about how's your business, what kind of feedback you getting?
Yeah, so I ask everyone, how was the fourth quarter, how's the first quarter, and what's their outlook for the year? You know, people budgeted this year an increase someplace between 2% and 10%. I don't think many people are making budget. I think fourth quarter, everyone would agree, was terrible. First quarter, not much better, depending on what your first quarter of the year prior looked. Manufacturers are doing better than distributors. A large portion of that is the manufacturers are selling to the mega retailers. So the mega retailers, Home Depot, Lowe's, you know, Floor and Decor, et cetera, are doing better than market. You know, Floor and Decor, we could talk about maybe when the earnings report, we should talk again,
right?
Because they're not doing too well, as we all know. So the outlook now is less optimistic than it was 3 months ago and certainly 6 months. A lot of factors. One is you now have seen what demand looks like in the first quarter, so now you're going to be more conservative. And then secondly, what we're seeing about what's going to happen on interest rates. Later, smaller, you know, I don't know about a rate increase. I don't think that'll be the case. Interestingly, I went back and listened to our interview that we did a year ago. I said the U.S. market would be down 10% in 2023. People thought I was crazy, and it was pretty darn close.
You nailed it.
I nailed it. And the tile did better, which, yeah. You know, we know, and I think you had an interview yesterday about all that, and I agree with that, and Joe did a great job. So this year, in our last interview, I said, I'm not cautiously optimistic, I'm just cautious. I'm still that way. This industry might be flat, up a bit. I don't think it'll be down, but I think hopes that the fourth quarter is going to spring and just bust open, it's not going to happen that way.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's a couple of bright spots. On the luxe side, folks that focus on the better end goods, they're seeing some good. I talked to him. I shouldn't identify him because he said keep this secret, but I was at the wood show last week. I talked to a supplier that's on the upper end of wood flooring, and he said they're up this year. And I've talked to Dixie, and you know they sell better in carpet, and they're not doing too badly. So if you're playing on the upper end side of the business, your business is doing a little better this year.
Absolutely. After our last interview, somebody told me and called me up, and I spoke with them, and they said, you know, I wanted to slip my wrist after listening to your interview. There's always opportunities. I mean, I've talked with people here up 20%. So it's not like everyone's dying, you know, but generally the market is what I'm speaking of. And there's lots of opportunities, and the high end is certainly one of them.
So Eric Astrakhan with TCNA told us this morning that from a dollar perspective, the tile market's down 8.1%. And as we know, as you just mentioned, the total flooring business was down 10%. So tile's done just a little bit better, which is good news. Let's talk about the whole consolidation and PE topic for a minute.
So building products has not been a place where the investors have wanted to be for a while now, right? So it's hard to get money if you wanted to do deals. I believe that as this year starts to unfold and we start to get a better sense of interest rates and this pent-up demand that's going to come, because it surely is, then I think there'll be more people wanting to invest. But there is more activity going on right now. There's more things than meet the eye in terms of deals.
And you leave it at that, huh?
I'll leave it at that.
Well, then I guess the last topic to cover real quick is the big topic at the show, and that's the anti-dumping, countervailing duty situation with the nine companies that are filing a complaint with our U.S. government against India. And that's going to be interesting to watch, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I read the article that was in FloorDaily.net yesterday, talked with a lot of people, and I hear two sides of the story. I think this story has to unfold. And one side of the story is this will look more like the kind of tariff that's been imposed on Turkey, India, coming into Europe, which would be in the single digits and lower, because there won't be enough evidence of true anti-dumping. And that this is anything like China. China was a controlled economy. The way the math is done, the costs are calculated by the DOC is entirely different. So I don't think we know until we know. So the investigation may, in a sense, clear India, if you will, and then they're off to the races. On the other hand, maybe government subsidies or something else that's not evident will turn out, and TCNA and the people who are supporting that will turn out to be right, and it'll be a hefty tariff. Don't know.
Well, there's a fear factor involved. There's a section of this show that's got India written all over it, and
yep.
I just walked through it about 10 minutes ago, and there's nobody in
yep.
there. So, if you are an importer and you're not sure, I think a lot of them are hedging the bet and saying, I'm doing something else.
Right. Yeah, I think in the short term, there's going to be a big hit for India. I was listening to some dealers yesterday, and they're worried about orders in the plant and orders on the water, so there's going to be a reaction to that. The long story, this may turn out to not be a big deal, in which case they're fine, but if it does, then, we're going to see a sea change.
All right, Bruce, great to talk to you, always is. Again, been talking to Bruce Wicker, an industry consultant, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.